Chapter 6. The Comdora was much younger than her husband. Her face was pale and coldly formed, and her black hair was drawn smoothly and tightly back. Her voice was tart. "You are quite finished, my gracious and noble husband? Quite finished? I suppose I may even enter the garden if I wish now." "There is no need for dramatics, Lycia, my dear," said the Comdor mildly. "The young man will attend at dinner tonight, and you can speak with him all you wish and even amuse yourself by listening to all I say. Room will have to be arranged for his men somewhere about the place. The stars grant that they be few in numbers. Most likely they'll be great hogs of eaters who will eat meat by the quarter animal and wine by the hogshead, and you will groan for 2 nights when you calculate the expense." "Well, now, perhaps I won't. Despite your opinion, the dinner is to be on the most lavish scale." "Oh, I see." She stared at him contemptuously. "You are very friendly with these barbarians. Perhaps that is why I was not to be permitted to attend your conversation. Perhaps your little weazened soul is plotting to turn against my father." "Not at all. Yes, I'd be likely to believe you, wouldn't I? If ever a poor woman was sacrificed for policy to an unsavory marriage, it was myself. I could have picked a more proper man from the alleys and mud heaps of my native world." "Well, now, I'll tell you what, my lady. Perhaps you would enjoy returning to your native world, only to retain as a souvenir that portion of you with which I am best acquainted. I could have your tongue cut out first. And," he lolled his head calculatingly to one side, "as a final improving touch to your beauty, your ears and the tip of your nose as well." "He wouldn't dare, you little pug dog. My father would pulverize your toy nation to meteoric dust. In fact, he might do it in any case if I told him you were treating with these barbarians." "Well, there's no need for threats. You are free to question the man yourself tonight. Meanwhile, madam, keep your wagging tongue still."
"At your orders."
"Here, take this, then, and keep still." The band was about her waist and the necklace around her neck. He pushed the knob himself and stepped back. The Comdora drew in her breath and held out her hands stiffly. She fingered the necklace gingerly and gasped again. The Comdor rubbed his hands with satisfaction and said, "You may wear it tonight, and I'll get you more. Now, keep still." The Comdora kept still.